Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 1380 WPHM. She is originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan, but has migrated to Alaska, where she drives semi-trucks, and you've seen her on the TV series Ice Road Truckers and some of its spinoffs as well. Very pleased to have on the line with us this morning, Lisa Kelly. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're going to be in Port Huron tomorrow. It's the dedicated driving school career day at the Blue Water Convention Center, so you're going to try and convince some people to become truck drivers.
I sure am. It's a good career to have, and I'm hoping that I can convince some people that it's a good thing to do.
Well, it's a great career, and I'll tell you what, I have thought on several occasions in the last year how very fortunate we are to have so many great men and women out there driving trucks. It's so important right now, isn't it?
It seems like, yeah, we're having a shortage of drivers, so it's important to, you know, it's a good career to get into, and you know, you can truck anywhere. That's the thing that attracted me to it in the first place.
You can indeed. You chose Alaska. How did that all come about? Tell us how you first of all got into trucking.
Well, we live here in Alaska, so that's where my dad brought us when we were kids. So, but I figured it would be a good career where you could truck anywhere in the world, because everybody needs something somewhere always.
For
so
sure.
It's like, it would be versatile if I wanted to go anywhere else. And then, I mean, being paid to travel, come on.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
So, but how did you get into this ice road trucking? What is it, by the way, for people that aren't familiar, haven't seen the show, they've heard of it, but they're not quite sure what exactly it is. It's very perilous. It's extremely dramatic to watch on TV. But what exactly is it?
In general, if you're driving on ice, isn't that ice road trucking? So,
so we've all been there, right?
Winters in Alaska are always going to be like that. So you get used to doing it. But I mean, if you're going like more off like the show, it's we're driving more specifically like over lakes. There's rivers, oceans, tundra, and then my road that I drive every year is it's just the haul road, so it's still an actual road, but it's one of the more dangerous ones in the North America.
Why do you do it?
Because it's fun.
What's fun about it?
Become more normal. Okay, so you could drive in traffic jams, or you can drive where no one will drive, and I kind of like driving where no one else will drive.
So it's dangerous, and it's interesting. It's just got to be desolate out there, though. I mean, do you ever just feel like you're the only person in the world?
Sometimes, and that's a good thing, though, because,
yeah.
I mean, it's so beautiful up there, and you're like, no one in the whole world is seeing what I'm seeing, and I feel like this is all just for me, and it's so special.
I love that. That's great. We're talking with Lisa Kelly. She's in Port Huron tomorrow for the dedicated driving school career day from 9 to 4 at the Blue Water Convention Center. You can get a chance to meet her, talk to her about her experiences with the ice road truckers, which actually took you international. It took you away from Alaska. There was a spinoff of that. Well, tell us where you've been besides America's Northwest.
Yeah, so driving ice roads led to not driving ice roads, just flat-out dangerous roads. But we shot the show Deadliest Roads in India the first year, and then we did South America, so we did Bolivia and Peru the second season. But, I mean, besides that, like doing these kind of appearances and stuff like that, I've gotten to drive in, like, Mexico and England and all kind of, and more South America. I did a tour down there, so I got to drive in like Argentina, Chile. So it's been opened doors to drive all over the world, whether or not on the show, you know. So, I mean, try the M80 in England, you know. That's its own kind of driving.
Now, the people you're talking to tomorrow that are considering a career in truck driving, this is probably not typical for them. They're probably not going to end up with experiences like that, although you never know. You've done that. What would you say to somebody that is considering driving a truck for a living?
I know that they're really needing and hurting for, like, people with good experience, too, because, I mean, right now we're hurting for truck drivers so much, they're just sticking anybody in a truck. So I think it's a good opportunity to get into a truck, but then, like, broaden your horizons. There's so many different things you can learn about being in a truck, driving truck, you know. You can do doubles and triples and hazmat and tankers and passenger and different routes and different things. It'll lead you to, like, team driving, single driving, you know, drive up north, learn how to put chains on, drive everywhere. I mean, it opens up a lot of doors and opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of opportunity indeed, and a lot of need for more truck drivers right now. And hopefully some of the folks you talk to tomorrow at the Blue Water Convention Center will be convinced that this is a great career for them. Lisa, really great talking to you. We appreciate it. So happy you're coming to Port Huron. I think you're going to have a great time here. And just really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to it because, as you know, my roots are in Michigan. So it'll be good to go back.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be glad to have you here on the east side of the state. Lisa, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
There you go, 1380 WPHM. She's one of the Ice Road Truckers. She'll be in Port Huron tomorrow at the Blue Water Convention Center, the dedicated driving school career day from 9 to 4.